You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is that time of the day to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and
he keeps forgetting.
Gerhard's Appliances. I think Hugh has asked me what's in his stocking a few times here. Right.
This is a lot. Start. Okay.
Today, you guys are playing for the Jack Daniel's Qualifying Prize Pack, which includes the two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the Umbrella Golf Tee Pack playing cards, and the Weber Grill Brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. Along with that, if you win today, you're automatically qualified for the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. This is all thanks to our friends here at Gerhard's Appliances, where you could save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you could find $3 off 1.75 liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, before we start, do you remember what is in your stocking?
Kind of.
Okay. Do you remember what the clue you're going to give to the audience?
If you
this is important. Kyle's going to freak out.
No. You know, the weird part is I was excited for this because I need a break from the nonsense.
Listen.
And you're doing me dirty.
No, there's a lot going on today, man.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Do you need me to text you what you're supposed to say?
Yeah,
here?
Let me tell you, text me what I'm supposed to say as we.
My lord.
As we wait. I got a lot going on, Joe. I forgot, and I don't want to mess it up because we tend to mess these up. Well, I tend to mess these up.
Okay.
Sometime.
Okay. I just sent you the clue, and now we're going to get separate. All right. Phone number to join, 215-592-9494. Hugh, the clue for everyone, and then here's how it works. You hop in, you get to ask Hugh one yes or no question, and then you guess from there. Hugh, go ahead.
You can put this on a sandwich.
You can put this on a sandwich. All right. That's not bad. I mean, it's better than blue yesterday, which led to chew on the first guess. All right, let's go to our guy Tyler in Delaware. Tyler, what's up?
Joe Giglio and Ike Reese.
Hey, what's up,
Joe,
man?
Joe Giglio.
What's up,
hey,
Tyler?
All right. So my first question for you, and I guess my only question, is this a spread, Hugh?
Is it a spread? No.
Okay. My guess is pepper jack cheese.
Not a bad guess.
No, not a terrible guess, though. Gary is in Doylestown. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, is it a meat?
No.
No. I guess we'll just go with lettuce.
Nope. Eric in Middletown, up on what's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Or he was.
Is
Eric,
it you there? In a garnet?
What?
Yeah, I got you. You got me?
Yes.
Is it grown in a garden?
No.
Take your time.
Yeah, we got all day.
Tater chips.
Tater chips.
Oh,
no.
That's a fun one.
That's a fun guess.
Tom in Wilmington.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Hey, how
Tom?
You doing?
I'm good. Hugh, is it a condiment?
Condiment would be considered like...
No.
Nah,
it's not.
Nah,
no.
Nah.
No.
No. It's not. Anyone to give out any no guesses? Yeah. No. It's not a condiment.
Okay.
It's an accoutrement.
Let me go, peanut butter.
No.
No. Tom, good guess. 215-592-9494. That is the number to play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. The clue today is you could put this on a sandwich. You get to ask Hugh one yes or no question. And then you get to guess. And if you get it right, you win the qualifying prize. Keith in the Northeast. Hey, Keith.
Hey, what's up, guys? Does it come in a can?
No.
What about liverwurst?
Doesn't liverwurst come in a can?
I don't think so. No.
Liverwurst doesn't come in a can?
No, I don't think it does. Keith, okay. Appreciate it. But it doesn't matter. That's not it, is it?
No.
Okay. Liver.
I'm seeing the way this is going.
John is up on WIP. Go ahead, John. John? Put John back on hold. Andrew in Reading. Andrew, go ahead.
Liverwurst does come in a can.
Does it
Joe?
Really?
Yes.
Is it a spread?
That is a can.
But the other one was in a can. It looks like a sausage.
The first one is a can.
I wouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
What's the question, Andrew?
Is it a spread?
No.
Let's go with chicken cutlets.
No.
No. All right. Let's go back to John, who's up on what's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking.
Okay, Hugh, is it jelly?
No.
John. This is becoming more unintentionally funny than I thought. Hugh, is it jelly? Richie and Queens up on WIP.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Richie.
What's up? I just jumped in. What's the question?
Richie, haven't heard from you in a while. I mean, like, good to hear your voice.
Hey, so,
Richie, we're playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. You're trying to figure out what is in his holiday stocking.
And you get one guess.
You get one yes or no question, then a guess.
You get one guess and one yes or no question.
What are we doing again?
And you, the liverwurst does not come in a can.
It does come in a can. I wouldn't eat that one. That looks like
no,
a
no,
crazy,
no, it's called...
Boar's Head liverwurst was... They got rid of it. But yeah, you got to have it sliced.
It's behind the deli counter. Tell him.
But it comes in a spread. It comes in a can.
We're not debating this right now.
Okay, sorry.
I'm 78 years old. I'm going to take a check on that, but I don't know anybody ever ate that.
Go.
So I don't know. I'm saying, so something's in the holiday stocking.
Something is in the holiday stocking. And the clue is you can put this thing on a sandwich.
You can put it on a sandwich.
It's so much obvious stuff. It's not lettuce, right?
No, it's not lettuce.
Mm-hmm. We've had that.
Hey, guys, real quick, too. You hear what's going on over here with the Mets? It's bedlam in New York City.
I know they lost Pete Alonso, Richie.
Respect your elders,
yeah,
Kyle.
And,
tired of my elders.
And you guys are going to lose Suarez.
With you every day.
You guys will be up there again, so I think
we are going to lose Suarez. Richie, it's great hearing from you. We'll talk again soon when we're not doing this particular bit. I think we are going to lose Ranger. I'd want to bring him back. All right, Jeff is in Satterton. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? I'm
going to
go with...
You ain't going to even get... You're going to take your little...
Is it edible?
Well, yeah, it's on a sandwich. Did he mean like an edible?
Oh, you put it on a sandwich, but I'm going to go with, it's not really edible. I don't think I'd want to swallow it. A toothpick.
A toothpick.
You know what? That was creative.
That was very creative.
It was. You put the toothpick
this
through
one
the
redeemed
sandwich.
Redeemed the question.
Yeah, he did.
This one,
it's going more the way I thought it would.
We had an 8-minute run a couple days ago.
My thought process behind this, too. I can't wait.
Oh, is that for air?
No.
Okay, David.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna clean it up.
David
a little bit.
In Wilmington, go ahead, David.
Is it a dairy product?
Yes.
Mayonnaise?
No.
Zach, up next.
Is mayonnaise a dairy product? I don't think.
Yes, it's made with eggs and stuff.
Eggs aren't dairy.
Eggs aren't dairy.
What's up, fellas?
You mean it has milk in it, don't it? Mayonnaise?
No.
But wait. But doesn't. Hugh answered the question correctly. It was the caller taking the mayonnaise to his own level, right? We're square with the audience. Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, but he said yes to it's a dairy product.
Oh, man. Hey, fellas, how we doing?
How you doing?
Good, Zach.
The dairy product question threw me off. I'm not going to lie. I was not expecting a yes.
No, it does not have dairy in it.
But does it, is it a pickled vegetable?
Is it a pickled vegetable?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a dairy
is
product.
It olive?
Yeah, we
it's a dairy product.
Wait a minute, it is a dairy product. But I had it right.
What's in your stocking is a dairy product. Mayo is not a dairy product.
No, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, we got confused. No, what's in the stocking is a dairy product. Yes, you're right about that.
All right. So can I get another question?
No.
We were debating this amongst ourselves. You just happened to be on the phone.
It's not a debate.
Okay, I hear you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The cheese.
No.
No.
I have to say, this entire, just when they do the Marconis next year, we just send this entire 10-minute clip in. No context, whole thing. My favorite part so far is Richie interjecting that the Mets lost Alonso, which is great for the Phillies. Dustin in the Northeast.
Fellas, this is classic, right? I don't get to call up as much as Ike Powell's back there biting his nails of how long this is taking. The dairy, first, your last caller should have got another question because Q, you have me. Is it a dairy product or not?
Yes, it is a dairy product, but mayo is not dairy.
That was the hang up, yeah. But that's not your fault that he guessed mayonnaise.
No, mayo doesn't.
I know what it is, too. It's not.
There's no dairy in mayo.
You know what? When he said dairy, I was thinking eggs, but that doesn't count as dairy.
It comes from a cow.
I am so lost on this. Might be your worst one, Hugh. Love you, buddy, but this is
this
bad
is not
one.
Bad. This is good. I put a lot of thought into this.
It does. What'd you say? You put a lot of salt in that?
I did put a lot of thought in it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
All right. I don't even know what question to ask you. Is it hot?
Is it hot?
Or warm? Warm, temperature-wise. Do you put it on the sandwich cold or hot? Is it hot, temperature-wise?
Well, usually I would think that most put it on a sandwich cold.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Butter?
No, it's not butter. Rob is in Trenton. What's up, Rob?
That was a good guess.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob.
Is it something you can have on a salad?
You can have it on a salad.
Sure. I mean, okay.
All right.
You probably.
All right. My guess is blue cheese.
Oh, good guess.
Not it.
We're
but
trending in a good direction, I think, though.
We've recovered from whatever the hell happened 5 minutes ago. Matt in Prospect Park.
Does it go with salmon or lox?
Lox. What are those, Joe?
That's smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon.
You lox. Stop it. You know.
I don't know. I don't know what lox are.
Oh, no. You're going to give me way too much credit.
Jesus. What are lox?
Where are we here?
It's a,
what are
it's
we doing?
Fish. It goes on bagels and lox.
See, I don't eat fish with bagels. There you have it. I don't
it's
do that.
It's cream cheese.
It's not cream cheese. If it's not cream cheese. Matt, good phone call. We appreciate it. Anthony in North.
Nah, because I don't know what lox are. Hell, I just ate real ravioli for the first time yesterday. Back up off me.
Hugh's palate is not as expanded as you think.
I just ate real ravioli the other day, and he's talking about lox. Man, stop it.
And it was a big moment for you.
It was a huge moment. Like, I had an epiphany.
I'm not going to make it through this segment.
You know what? I'm mad at my Italian friends. I'm mad at you, Joe. Because you ain't never got me no ravioli.
I just assumed you had ravioli.
You're supposed to be my Italian
You're
friend.
In your mid-50s. I mean, I assume at some point someone made you ravioli. Anthony, Norristown, what's up?
Yo, is it a type of cheese?
Yes.
Is it provolone?
No. Mark, Conshohocken.
Is it Swiss cheese?
No. Mike, Northeast.
Do people typically put this cheese on a cheesesteak?
No.
Mozzarella?
No.
Patty in Newtown, where he was part of the holiday parade on Sunday. Patty.
Hi.
Hey.
Is it normally white?
Is it? I would say,
yeah, it's white-ish.
Yeah.
I would say it's more white than not.
Yeah.
White-ish, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Oh, white-ish.
White-ish.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't describe it as white.
Okay.
Is it white-ish?
Monterey Jack cheese.
No.
Okay.
All right, Patty, appreciate it. Should we reset for a second and help the color out? Are we wrong on the color? Are we wrong on the color?
Oh, color. Well, it all depends. Because we're gonna look this up.
I am looking it up. I have the AI in front of me on the particular color of this cheese. I still think whitish is fair, but maybe I'm wrong.
I wouldn't, like, if you asked me to describe the color, I wouldn't immediately say white.
I wouldn't either, but what would you say?
I was just looking.
White to yellow?
It says
white to yellow.
Yellow tinted.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work. Okay. As I drop my phone and it's loud as I don't know what.
This is 17 minutes now. Amy in
this
Bucks County.
This is one of my best ones.
No, worse.
Yes, it is.
Amy in Bucks County.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're struggling.
You threw me off with a lot of the different callers here, but let me think. Is it cottage cheese?
No.
Again, I reminder to everyone, you can ask a yes or no question before your guess. Because now that we've gotten into we know it's a cheese, everyone's just guessing cheeses, which is fine. You could just guess, but you can also ask a yes or no question. Nick in Philadelphia. Nick.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yo, are there peppers in it?
No.
No.
Munster.
No.
I do love the name Munster cheese, though. Tim is up. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, too?
Does it come in block form, like a block of cheese?
Yes.
Is it cheddar?
No.
Josh, up next.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Is it like a common cheese?
I think it's pretty common.
Pretty common.
You're probably not eating it every day.
You're not eating it every day, but when it's good, it's good.
I wouldn't say it's an everyday cheese, Josh, but it's. You know the name.
It's
not
good,
like
it makes you do crazy.
It's not like something that you've never heard of before. If that helps.
Is it Asiago?
It's not Asiago. We've now reached the Asiago cheese portion of the show. Mitchell in Swedesboro. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, I knew what it was 10 minutes ago.
What is it?
Velveeta.
No. Mitchell,
I like your confidence, though.
I got it. Oh, I got it wrong. Derek is up.
This was going to run into another segment.
We're in trouble. Derek, go ones. Please, someone get the answer. Tom in Doylestown.
Brie.
It's not Brie. It is not Brie. Brie stinks. Sean is up next.
Isn't that the one with the maggots? Is that the cheese?
Maggots?
It's a cheese that has maggots and it's real expensive.
Sean, please help us.
Is it a name of an eagle?
No.
Mm-mm.
Is it Cooper Sharp?
No.
Cooper Sharp.
That's
no.
We told him no. He was going for the Cooper DeGene Sharp angle.
Okay. Got it.
He didn't listen to the answer. All right. Andrew in Redding.
Does it come in slices as well?
It can.
I think so. Okay, yes. Yeah, I've only seen it in block.
Yeah, I've had
okay.
it in slices.
Okay, and yes, yes is the answer.
I'm going to go American.
No.
If it took us 20 minutes to get to American cheese, we all should just go home. Brent is up. Brent?
You got that jibbo.
Brent, what cheese does Hugh have in his stocking?
Gouda cheese.
Yes!
Yes!
100%, man.
Brent, how did you do that? Is it just process of elimination?
I'm listening to y'all, and I work in the kitchen. And again, it got to be Gouda cheese.
It is Gouda cheese. Brent, you're our winner today. Nah. Automatically now qualified for the grand prize.
Now you want to know how I got to Gouda?
Wow.
You want to know how I got to Gouda?
I think not.
You sure? I want to share this story.
If you can be as...
Okay, I'm going to be as vague as I possibly can.
Let's see what kind of grown-up you could be here.
Okay. You know, we all watch sports, right?
Yeah.
And there's something that happened in the sports world up north.
Big story.
Big story that happened up north.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest. It happened in the Midwest with a school that we're all familiar with because we have some great people that went to that school.
Sure, yeah, lots.
And the story is something, you know, something happened and, you know, people, you know, certain things were going on. And then the first thought in my mind was, man, Gouda is undefeated. Like, that was my first thought. You get a hold of some good Gouda, and it'll make you do crazy things.
Well.
So that's kind of where it came from. So we came in this morning, and they said, what do you want to talk about? And I talked about the story that was going on, and I said, you know, good Gouda make you act crazy. So Gouda cheese is going into the stocking.
Yeah, that stocking
stinks. Some good Gouda.
That stocking stinks at this point. You had eggnog in there. You had Frank Sinatra in there, who's been passed and for 25 years.
A blue chew. Some good Gouda.
Can we wash that thing out, please? All right, we did promise everyone, because I mistakenly thought this would take 4 minutes. It took 20 minutes. We did promise everyone we'd hear from Kyle Schwarber, recently inked a 5-year, $150 million deal. Here's what he said yesterday. He joined the afternoon show.
No, I mean, we're ecstatic. I mean, obviously the deal's the deal, but at the end of the day, you know, going through the whole process and, you know, you listen to everyone and you hear all these different things, but, you know, obviously 4 years and the 4 years in Philadelphia have just been so special to us. And, you know, I when I signed there first, that, you know, there was a goal in mind, and obviously we did a lot of really cool things. You know, we played a lot of meaningful baseball, but we just never crossed that finish line. And there's just that piece of me that, you know, I want to get across the finish line with this group, and I want to do it multiple times. And, you know, I think that it's a great fit. I love playing there. I love playing at the bank. I love playing in front of the Philly fans. Like, it's, you know, there's just nothing better than whenever you hit a home run, whatever it is, and big one, big moment in the ballpark, it's going crazy, and you're just kind of able to just run around and take it in. Right, those are those moments that you don't forget. It gives you goosebumps. Gives you goosebumps right now.
It was great to hear him yesterday. Great interview on the afternoon show. If you missed it on YouTube, you go back in the Odyssey app. Love that Schwarber is back. And I like that he says they want to take care of business and get over the finish line here. All right, 215-592-9494. Guess what? We're giving you another chance to be part of a prize here, because we are going to play Kiss the Baby next. We have to eliminate another NFL team. You get a chance to join as part of the caller scene, be entered for a prize at the end of the season. 215-988-1258. That's the contest line. 215-988-1258 to play Kiss the Baby next. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls, and we're going to decompress here after 20 minutes of Gouda cheese talk on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you can't expect to handle a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field position. A worn-out mattress will do that to you, and it'll do it to you fast. Lucky for you, the Mattress Warehouse is having a semi-annual warehouse clearance event. It's happening right now. Warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off top brand names you know and you love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With queen mattresses starting at just $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading your own setup or getting ready for house guests, Mattress Warehouse has your back. Let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing your next mattress, and you'll find the perfect fit backed by their 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why would you ever shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. That's MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.